Mary Kay pioneered the multi-level marketing world of beauty products in the 1960s. Women selling makeup to other women has proven to be a business model that's endured the decades. But today, a new multi-level marketing beauty company is shifting the focus from just making women beautiful to making women into activists. Beauty Counter is turning saleswomen into an army of lobbyists on behalf of safer cosmetics. According to the company, there are more than 80,000 chemicals in skincare products on the market today, and many don't have any safety data. So part of the company's mission is to get lawmakers to change that. They've rallied their army of saleswomen to lobby Congress to pass the Personal Care Products and Safety Act. And that's a new approach for a beauty company, according to Amanda Bauer, who teaches marketing and advertising at Washington Lee University. I spoke with her recently more about this, and I started with a cynical question. Is this just a ploy to harness the current political action wave we're on in order to make money? Or is this actually about altruism?
I don't really see a reason why you have to pick. There is a wave right now. People have different names for it. One of the names is better capitalism. The idea that when you are participating in business, it needs to be about more than just profit, that you need to also think about what your social exchange or what your social contribution is. And we're seeing everybody from like the chairman of PwC saying we need to think about these things, guys, the CEO of BlackRock saying we need to think about these things. And those are money people. And so, you know, if we're going to participate in the marketplace, there's no reason we can't do good as well. I think you can do good and do better.
Let's talk about kind of how this works. So the woman behind this company and some of the people involved have lobbied Congress for the Personal Care Products and Safety Act.
You know, I can't really speak to the lobbying mess of it because they're dealing with an environment in Washington which is resistant for reasons beyond the scope of this conversation. But in terms of the branding, I think the branding is really very interesting because what they're doing in that branding is they are going against pretty much every single stereotype that we see in that industry. You know, in that industry, it's beautiful and gorgeous and pretty, and these people who look like they have hours to sit and watch YouTube videos about how to contour your face. And these people are, I am getting up and I am putting good things on my face, and then I'm going and doing my day. And the things that I want to do in my day are, I want to change the world. I want to have safe stuff that I put on my body. And I know from some research some students of mine did a few years ago that there is a huge market out there for people who want to just put their face on and then go kill the day, you know, go really tackle that day. And from a branding perspective, it's really interesting because that's a target market out there that doesn't really get talked to very much. I think that we are sort of in an environment where we feel like we can change the world. And if we can do it by harnessing capitalism, then so much the better. We can use it for good.
Yeah, I know you've studied Mary Kay in the past. Is that sort of a similar type of direct marketing strategy or community building a community around a brand?
But Mary Kay is a interesting project for us because we started looking at it and thinking, oh my Lord, what is this woman who has this scary face? What does she have in common with these millennial women who were supposed to be our target market? And then the more we learned about it, this was really a woman who was trying to take control of her own life and be empowered in her own life. And we started to realize that this idea of, I am in control of myself. I would say that there is something really very similar, sort of once you consider the differences in the generations. I think that sort of empowering, carpe diem, my life kinds of stuff, I think that there is a tremendous similarity in those two things.
Yeah. Have we ever seen this sort of approach to marketing in terms of the altruistic, we can do good with our product and making money? Is that a common thing that we're seeing in marketing today, or is it something that we've seen many times in the past?
We've seen it a lot. And sometimes it gets taken way too far, which is why people do get incredibly cynical. Like one time, Kentucky Fried Chicken had a pink bucket and they donated the proceeds from that. I'm pretty sure fried chicken, not so great for breast cancer. So that was sort of problematic. We're seeing it in different ways, like the Warby Parker and Tom's Shoes kinds of models. Super Bowl advertising, you know, if you look back at a lot of that Super Bowl advertising, a lot of it wasn't really like buy a Toyota. It was one of those things where you're sort of choking back tears as you're eating wings at the end of this video. So we're seeing some of that grow now, because I think that is a tone and culture that we can't just say, hi, thanks for the money.
How does the multi-level marketing part of this play in? Like, when you think of that, you think of like a Tupperware party or Mary Kay. How does that, you think, contribute to their success in building this kind of army of women who are lobbying Congress?
So one of the things I teach my students is that people don't buy products, they buy solutions to problems. And those problems can be, you know, literal problems like my teeth are dirty, must clean teeth. But those problems can also be, I want to say something about myself, I want to do some good in the world, I want to contribute to something. And so Girl Scout cookies, right? So I can eat Thin Mints and I can rationalize, you know, that I'm doing some good to make future female leaders or whatever. I think to a certain extent, if you're wanting to participate in this, it's about more than just the makeup. It's also about the sense that I'm contributing to something greater beyond that. And so, you know, going back in using the language of army, I think is pretty interesting, because that really is what you're talking about, of you're getting buy-in, not just of you can sell makeup or you can have some extra money, but it's that you also can do something that you believe in. But the other thing that that does is it means that you are probably going to generate more loyalty above and beyond just sell makeup, get money.
All right. Amanda Bauer is the Charles C. Holbrook Jr. 72 Professor of Business Administration at Washington and Lee University. Amanda, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.